Well, staying in France, new evidence has emerged of Russian meddling in the presidential election. A cybersecurity firm claims that the same Russian hackers allegedly responsible for undermining Hillary Clinton's campaign last year in the US are now targeting the offices of the French presidential frontrunner, Emmanuel Macron. Overnight, the Macron campaign team confirmed it's been the target of a series of attempts to steal email credentials. This has been going on since January. The centrist frontrunner will go head-to-head with the far-right candidate, Marine Le Pen, in the final round of presidential elections on the 7th of May. The latest polls show support for Macron has risen to 61%. It's no secret that the Kremlin supports Marine Le Pen. She wants to pull France out of the European Union. Russia flatly denies hacking the Macron camp, though. Kia Giles is a leading cybersecurity expert on Russia at Chatham House in London. Kia, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning.
Kia, the cybersecurity firm Trend Micro says it has found evidence that a group believed to be a Russian intelligence unit has hacked the campaign office of Emmanuel Macron. As far as you can tell, does the evidence support Russia's involvement in this hacking?
Well, Trend Micro have stopped short of saying that this was actually ordered by the Russian government, and that's entirely correct, because as the Americans have found before them, you can say, yes, the tools and the techniques that are being used are consistent with what Russian intelligence services have done before, but in order to make that final step and say on whose orders it's done, you need other sources of information like human intelligence. So, yes, it is of a pattern with what Russia has done before, but it is the nature of those things that there is never a smoking gun saying it has been ordered by Mr. Putin.
And when it comes to the pattern, let's talk about a few things, because it's not just one thing. There's this allegation of hacking. When we say Russia hacked the offices of Emmanuel Macron, from your experience, what are they likely to be doing? And how could this intervene in his presidential campaign?
Well, there are a number of different ways they are targeting the campaign. If we take just the hacking on its own, just the cyber aspect, some of these techniques are familiar from what Russia deployed against the US elections beforehand. Spear phishing, trying to harness email credentials so that they can access insider information from the campaign offices, which, of course, in the United States was then used to release discrediting information which favored one side over the other, favored Trump over Clinton. It may have been that was the objective in this case as well.
And how do they do that, though? How do they get in?
The most simple way is by presenting an individual who belongs to the campaign with an email that looks as though it comes from a trusted source, but in fact contains a link to a server which is booby-trapped with software to capture their credentials so that somebody else can then log in as them to access confidential information.
And the Macron campaign team say they've been hit by at least five of those, what they say, advanced phishing attacks since January. To avoid falling into that trap, they would have to be on alert, wouldn't they?
They do, yes. One of the interesting things they've said is that most of their people are fairly cybersecurity aware. They point out that a lot of their people are under the age of 25, and let's not forget it was the senior campaign staffers in the United States who tended to fall for this kind of thing. But they are also subjected to a wide range of other measures which are intended to swing the election against Macron. I was in Paris in March talking to the French Ministry of Defense about the kind of things that were being undertaken against the campaign, and they were already aware that the spread of disinformation and subversion against Macron was well underway at that stage.
Let's talk about this other element you mentioned there, disinformation, because this was also the fake news thing. Russia was accused of having a hand in that during the US elections, and in fact it's a theme of Homeland, the TV series at the moment, this kind of disinformation campaigns units being set up. Is there any evidence of this going on in the French election?
Yes, there is. That has not been systematically publicly released, but as I mentioned a moment ago, they have been collecting examples of this over a period of several months. Fake news is just the new name for the old standing Russian techniques of disinformation and subversion and deception, trying to influence political processes in other countries.
And how do they do it, Keir? How much insight do you have into how they do it?
Well, they do it exactly the same way they always did. Planting of fake stories, fake news, scandalous information, compromising material in media that is later picked up by mainstream and reputable outlets and repeated authoritatively is a long-standing Russian technique that has just become greatly easier with the rise of the internet.
Oh, I was just going to say the Russian authorities have set up at least three organizations in France that people see as sort of fronts for the Russian government. Now, there's kind of think tank type things, and they could plant stories. But do we know whether it's as organized as sort of, you know, banks of people hitting social media with stories, that kind of thing?
Yes, that's been a key element of Russia now embracing the internet as a way to get its messages across. The so-called troll farms that that have been set up in Russia since the war with Georgia in 2008, when Russia realized it needed to dominate social media in order to influence mass consciousness in its adversary states. These have been a key feature of the Russian information campaigns. So if at this point you are, your program is now receiving a lot of tweets and emails saying Russia's not to blame, there's a fair chance they're actually being generated around Moscow.
So Russia continues to deny it had anything to do with the election of Donald Trump and denies any involvement in the French election campaign. Do you believe the evidence is incontrovertible? Does Russia think it can just get away with this? And perhaps it can get away with it.
It is getting away with it, and that, unfortunately, is why this continues. The Russian denials are automatic and routine and, unfortunately, completely meaningless because Russia has told so many barefaced lies about so many things since its seizure of Ukraine that now those denials have no value whatsoever. But put together the means and the motive and the opportunity with the tools and techniques and procedures that Russia has used in these and other instances, and ask yourself the question also, who else would wish to influence the election in this way? And yes, it's fairly conclusive.
Keir Giles, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Keir Giles is a leading cybersecurity expert on Russia at Chatham House in London.